16. Going on 17. Baby, it's time to think. Better beware. Be canny and careful. Baby, you're on the brink. Fellows will fall in line. Eager young lads and grooves and cats will offer you food and wine.
Of my favorite things. doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles. Cloud seeds to fly with the moon on the wing. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm being sad, I simply remember my favorite.
For as long as you blossom of snow. May you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, bless my true love forever.
He's touched.
BMX Bandits wrapping up the mock with their version of Edelweiss here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Or is it Edelweiss? Is that tomato, tomato? I'm not sure, but either way, it was the BMX Bandits doing that to wrap up my Sound of Music mock. A mock that's been in the making for months because it was back in February when Christopher Plummer passed away that Mando Richard reached out and said, "Hey, Mockster, do you think you could do a Sound of Music mock? Christopher Plummer just died." And I was doing some research, and I was like, I can. However, I'm going to hold this one off until December, so I've been keeping that one in my pocket for some time. And I'll tell you about that in a second on the reason why. Maybe as you are listening, you know the reason why. Before the BMX Bandits, some Sammy Davis Jr., Climb Every Mountain. Also, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing their version of My Favorite Things. Leibach, who a few years back, about 3 years ago, put out an album. I think he actually just called it The Sound of Music, where he covered the soundtrack to The Sound of Music. So I played his version of 16 going on 17. And then here's one of those curveballs. I put three of them in the mock. First one, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing her version of Little Drummer Boy. And you're thinking, I don't know, Mockster, that one wasn't on the soundtrack, and you said you're doing the 1965 soundtrack of the film Sound of Music. That's true. However, if you go back, so the Sound of Music was based on the Von Trapp family and her story of Maria Von Trapp and her family of singers was the inspiration for a 1956 film that then inspired a 1959 Broadway show, which then inspired a 1965 film starring Julie Andrews and Christopher Plummer, and that's where we got to the mock. Well, anyway, let's go back to those Von Trapp family. The Trapp family singers actually put out an album in 1951, 1952 with the song on there called Carol of the Drum. Yeah, Carol of the Drum, which was actually based upon a traditional Czech carol. It was adapted and published back in 1941 by Catherine Davis. And so they did the very first recorded version of that song. In fact, I'm going to play a little bit of it for you right now. So those are your Trapp family singers. Title of the track wasn't actually changed to Little Drummer Boy until the late 1950s. So I thought I'd throw that in there, and that's the reason why I thought it should be a mock done in December. Hey, before the Joan Jett, again, another of my three curveballs, FSK, from their album called Sound of Music, with a song called The Original Trapp Family, John Coltrane. And then speaking of albums called Sound of Music, the DBs put out an album called The Sound of Music. So I felt that could fit within the mock, because I am mocking The Sound of Music. Sort of. Today could be the day from the DBs. Sparks in that set of music as well, part of the mock, from a Woofer in Tweeters Clothing album with Do Re Mi. Northern Picture Library gave us Something Good. And I start off the entire set with Forest for the Trees doing their version of Sound of Music. That was a Sound of Music mock. Thank you, Mando Richard, for the wonderful suggestion. If you have a wonderful suggestion of a mock, if it's a mock I haven't done, I am more likely to look into it. If it's a mock I did a long time ago, you never know, maybe I'll revisit it. But you got to send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com for me to be able to get that on the agenda. Find out what you want to hear.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We are jumping right back into the music to wrap up this hour. A little soulful, bluesy, whatever Janis Joplin can do, a little piece of my heart. It's the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
Santa, I make my runs about the break of day. They call me back door Santa, I make my runs about the break of day.
'Cause I'm in love.
title track from their 1967 album Soul Finger. That's the Barqués here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Sadly, it was 1967 when we lost four of the six members of the Barqués in that horrible plane crash that also took the life of Otis Redding. And what's even more tragic about that entire thing was that these four members who passed, Carl Cunningham, Phelan Jones, Ronnie Caldwell, and Jimmy King, were all 18 and 19 years old. Now, trumpeter Ben Cauley actually survived the crash and went on to rebuild the group, and they had more hits into the 70s up to 1980, let's say, was probably the last bigger hit from the Barqués. Bassist James Alexander was actually on a different plane than the one with Otis Redding. Speaking of Otis Redding, he was only 26 years old, and he was actually on that fateful plane that went down in Madison, Wisconsin, in Lake Monona. It was December of 1967, so I played you some Otis Redding in that set of music as well with Mr. Pitiful. Spitballs before that. Kind of a Berserkly supergroup, if you're familiar with the Berserkly record label. Spitballs featured like Greg Kinn was in the band, members of the Rubinoos, Modern Lovers were in it, Earthquake, all made up this Spitballs, did a bunch of cover songs. That was them doing their cover of Knock on Wood. Also found out recently that the Spitball itself was banned from Major League Baseball back in 1919. Found that out too. Played some Clarence Carter. Backdoor Santa. Let's throw off the entire set. Janis Joplin. Giving you a piece of her heart. Hey, you know what? As I play the Janis, and that was a very soulful set of music, but she's also very bluesy, obviously. We've got a blues show here on WRCT. It's called the Deep Blues Hour. What's better than just an hour of classic and traditional blues? How about 2 hours of traditional and classic blues music with the Deep Blues Hour? Yeah, you do the math and you figure it out, but you can join Steve every Monday from 8 until 10 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Also, I should probably remind you that right now millions of kids up to the age of 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through the Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program. We call that CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning $48,000 or more a year may actually qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor, dental visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and so much more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents who have their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That is healthcare.gov. This message brought to you by healthcare.gov and your good friends at the Viva La Mock radio program. That's me, the Mockster. I'm your good friend. Hey, don't forget Christmas Eve, I, the Mockster, starting at 9 o'clock. We'll be playing 4 hours of mostly Christmas songs to get you in the spirits. If you're tired of watching a certain TV show over and over and over on repeat, tune in to me. You can listen to me over and over and over on repeat. Yeah, how about that? Wrapping up this hour with one more Christmas song, courtesy of Booker T and the MGs. It's the Viva La Mock radio program. It's 83 FM. It's WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I can see all the tricks you're playing, but I won't let my emotions run riot. If you truly felt the same way about me, you wouldn't let me turn away and say goodbye. And I've seen pollen gently falling off the mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for cost me too much sorrow, and none of these will take my pain away. This situation that we're in is not concerning. It's just a pawn between the players of the game. And I will travel this world over once again, love, to forget that I ever knew your name. I've seen pollen gently falling off a mountain. I've seen river waters run high in the rain. But I'm leaving here tomorrow for you've caused me too much sorrow. And none of these will take my pain away.
got a phone call. Oh, Canaveral needs me. Could be a suicide danger ride, but I'm headed out there. And maybe we could say
High on a hillside city below, following footsteps left long ago, mindful of storms and then still by the edge, whispering words of the mantra you said. I'm feeling your spirit today. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? I'm hearing your voice in the rain. Where have you gone, Dharma Jane? Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Gather round the tree, let us hold in our hearts our friends and family. Let us gather round the tree, hallelujah.
Cause I'm sent to a life without you. that dead street. And tomorrow, and now there's no hope, 'cause I'm sentenced to a life without you.
Finish up chores first thing at dawn. Take off your boots, put your tennis shoes on. If you're ready in time, we'll take you along to the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a paratrooper ride and a haystack slide. A farmer dressed up in a red string tie, putting kids on a plow horse 4 foot wide at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You can try your luck with the little rubber ducks. Take them by the tail, turn them bottom side up. Winning anybody at the ice cream truck at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. If the wind blows east, you're in for thrills. Stuck at the top of the Ferris wheel, 'cause they just spread manure on a hilltop field at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. There's a lady with a beard and a weird tattoo, and a man who wears size 26 shoes. Give him 50 cents, he'll tap dance too at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. You can take your chance with the haunted hut. There's a corpse in a coffin with his lips sewn shut. I saw him on his break with a cigarette butt at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Everybody listen for the 4-H cheer from the kids in the wagon with a big John Deere and a fifth grade girl and her half-done steer that took first place at the township fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Tents fold up, but we're not gonna go till the wind's something big at the watermelon throw and the last big bang at the fireworks show at the Orkney-Salem Township Fair. Corn dogs, kettle corn, fritters, and funnel cake, all at the Orkney-Salem Fair. Thank you.
step at a time across the mountains and the valleys wide. And if it's too
no word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues here on the Deep Blues Hour. Lots of good blues music coming your way, and hope you can stick around. In this hour, we're going to hear from Clarence Gatemouth Brown on the harmonica, taking his chances, plus Muddy Waters with a fine old tune, Streamline Woman, plus Bessie Smith, one of the original classic female blues singers from the pre-war era. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off, though, with Little Joe Blue from a 1996 Greatest Hits release. This is You Keep My Nose to the Grinding Stone. Little Joe Blue on the Deep Blues Hour.
Keep my nose.